Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the new CBL X's and O's podcast for season 2023. Matt Royal, CBL League Manager here, and in this episode, we are set to discuss and preview the Northeast Conference. And joining me today, I have Tom O'Connor from the Seymour Blasters men's team. Welcome, Tom.
G'day, Matt. Big thanks to you and inviting me on to be a part of the podcast, mate. It's great to talk hoops and especially the CBL in the Northeast.
Yeah, we're looking forward to increasing our media this year for the CBL competition, and this podcast being new and improved, hopefully will bring everyone a good insight in which we're looking to preview and review each round of the season on a weekly basis. So we're going to start today with the season preview for the Northeast Women's Conference with our reigning champions, Albury, coming back in. What are your thoughts on the Albury team?
Yeah, look, watching them last year in the final, obviously, just before we played, but they're a young group that is coming in with a leader of a Jade McCowan that is there. But to have the couple of state players as well with some older heads is really going to be interesting as to what they do bring forward this season, what approach they keep going with too.
Definitely going to be interesting to see if they can go back-to-back in season 2023, especially with the runners-up teams. Wodonga, who finished first on the ladder last year, coming back again, still strong as ever, aren't they?
Oh, look, they've returned some of their group. Experience in Rachel Jeffrey is going to be huge. And probably Liz Murphy is going to be one to look out for, especially this season after coming off such a great season NBL 1 East with Albury. She's going to be one that will probably be pushing a bit of standards throughout that group. And I'm sure coming off of what was such a close grand final last year, they're going to they'll be out for it. They had a chance to go and win multiple in a row. They did that, and then they lost a couple. They'll be coming back even stronger this season, that's for sure, especially with cross the border rivals in Albury.
For sure, and we'll move down the road a little bit further to Myrtleford. They finished fifth last year. I seen a Facebook post go out over the weekend saying, we need more players. So we're not sure where they're going to land at the moment, I guess. And I don't think they provided us with a team list so far. So it's a little bit up in the air, and we'll see where we land, hey, with Myrtleford. You got any comments?
Yeah, hopefully they can get some juniors through their program as well, side of obviously finals and that the years before that, and competing around that finals mark. It'd be great to see them get back into that window again and try and take it to some of those top of teams that we've already spoken about.
I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll get their team on the court. Coach Corey down there will round the troops up and move them forward and, you know, travel a little bit further down the road. And we've got Wangaratta again, similar boat. Been a bit up and down all pre-season. Haven't been able to provide us with a team list yet, but they finished sixth last season. And yeah, you know, with some changes in the CBL rules, I guess, from an eligibility and the requirements to play, they might be a bit of a sneaky dark horse, I'm hearing, from a little bit of a word that you might have.
Yeah, look, I've heard of some players that are potentials to be moving around. Obviously not playing with certain groups this season. It'll be interesting as to who they do throw on the floor. You talk about the eligibility requirements, and it'll be interesting in their sort of draw pool as to who does come and play, who's gone and played NBL 1, who's coming from that travels down to Melbourne to play, who travels across to Bendigo. It'll be interesting to see who they can get in to play. And I know Adam Maher will be there just directing the group and trying to help the coaches out with getting players on the floor, especially because he's a bit of a stalwart of that club, but wants to see them succeed, that's for sure.
That's it. They'll always be there. It's just where they finish on the ladder at the end of the season, I guess, and the talent they have. But we'll continue a little bit further down the road and have a look at Shepparton. Now, unfortunately, with the floods in the area and some requirements last year, they actually had to withdraw from the competition halfway through, which was disappointing. But new coach in this season and got a good group of girls by the sounds of it.
Yeah, just looking at their team list now, and you look at the young, it is a young side that is in there. So the point of like Alice Ludlow, junior of the club, she's still just playing under 16s at the moment, maybe under 18s, and just getting a crack at playing against this older. You've got Remy Nicholas is there, but you talk about Maddie, that's their coach, who's obviously a bit of player coach in there, so that'll be good. But it'll be really interesting to see how the younger ones compete. It's probably a really good starting point for Shepparton coming back into the competition after what happened last year, with the, as you talk about, floods and all that. And it was tough. It was tough for them. They obviously the court and all that going down, but then losing the group. It's good to see that they're returning, and to see how they're going to return is, we know Shepparton is, it's a big town team, and want to see them really push and try and push for finals as well.
For sure. They have a tough task though in round one when they come up against Albury Saturday night, the reigning champions in Albury. So it's a tough battle Saturday night, but then they return down the road a little bit closer to home on Sunday and play Wangaratta. So hopefully that'll be a nice tight tussle. We'll move down the Hume a little bit further to your town, the Seymour Blasters, who actually have a bye in round one. Finished second last year, but actually got pipped in the semi-finals. How are they looking this season?
Yeah, look, it's obviously we, as a men's team, we train next to them right now, and there's quite a bit of change going on. Bit of a new group, new coach in Debbie Coulson being there. So Bill Pearce, who's coached since the introduction of the CBL women's team coming back in for Seymour, Bill's done awesome. He's built a core group, and now that core group stays in Jazz Hunter, Maddie Ford. You get to add in a couple of extras that are moving up the highway from Wallen that we know about in Carly Cranston and that. But it'll be, from what I've seen, there's a good mix of younger 18s coming through for that Debbie's done really well in integrating them together. So it's going to a next level, and it's not really a rebuild when you've got a core group, but it'll be interesting to see if they can go that one more step. Obviously getting pipped by Albury on the home floor wasn't ideal, but I know that there's a bit of a belly in the fire to take it to them straight away. And I know round two, for which will be actually game one, I believe, for both teams, is against Wallen. So no better way to start with a win against your rival.
That's it. We'll preview that next week when we get back on the pod. And obviously the last team in the Northeast Women's Conference is that Wallen team just down the road. It's going to be a nice game one of the CBL season for 2023 when Seymour and Wallen go at it. How does the Wallen team shaping up for you?
Yeah, look, you're probably going to look towards a bit of Olivia Woods to carry a bit of the load for them, being a bigger body in that team, older. I'd be looking at Mel Buckley as well. Come off a really good season with the Div 2 women. Scorer, can shoot the ball really well. So it's something to really look forward to, is probably how her season's going to go. But then you've got the young ones who have been on that bench who competed with Gippsland in the final for Div 2, and that's Olivia Connors, Paige Schultz as well. So it'll be a good experience for them to play probably a bit more too now and take their career a bit further forward.
Yeah, they're going to be a bit of an underdog this season, Wallen, and who knows where they'll finish on the ladder come the season end. We'll just go through the couple of matches. So Saturday, we've got Saturday night, Albury are taking on Shepparton at home, which will be a cracker of a game. A little bit further down the road, we've got Wodonga hosting Wangaratta. So Saturday night, Albury-Wodonga going to be rocking. Sunday, we venture down the road to Wangaratta, who will be hosting Shepparton. And Wodonga have a double home game playing on Sunday against Myrtleford. So, you know, we've got Wodonga, Wangaratta and Shepparton all playing double headers this weekend. Seymour and Wallen have the bye in the women. So round one, get a little bit of a taste. And then round two, when the action all starts and all teams are playing in round two. We'll move forward to the Northeast men, where your team, Tommy, the Seymour Blasters are the reigning champions, coming off a 14-0 season in the regular season. How are you guys shaping up?
Yeah, look, we return pretty much most of our group. Obviously, Tyler Best does fall out of it, getting an opportunity to go to college, that's for sure. And then, obviously, everyone knows that Geordie Hockley as well, being out this season with an ACL injury. So it's not ideal, but we've it's an opportunity for juniors to step in. The likes of Harry Stones will take on a much bigger role again this season. But you've still got veteran of the club, Robbie Satori, which I believe 39, Matt, maybe 40. I believe it's 39, but still running around. And I'll be honest, he does lead all the fitness stuff that we do at training still. So he's there is a belly in his fighter just to keep winning. And I know that that's what the boys want to do, try and set some history for the club as well.
For sure. And just up the road, the rivalry with Benalla, who were the runners-up last year. How's Benalla shaping up?
Yeah, look, they're going to be really competitive again. You've got a good leader in Sam Bex and Lockie Kego, who were their dual captains last year. They added Tom Downey last year, so that's always a tough matchup. Two bigs that can play as well, that are mobile, strong. And then you've got a crafty point guard in Eric Miraflores. So be interesting to see how Coach Wally Armstrong gels them all together again, bringing some younger ones in. It's going to be really interesting to see what he can do, how he can keep that program moving forward, and keep introducing those under-18s that are coming through their program that the likes of Eric has worked with just recently.
We'll move across the border to the Albury Cougars, who unfortunately finished fifth last season and missed out on finals with an 8-6 record. I think they're rocking back up this season with a quite strong squad again.
Yeah, you're just looking through it at the moment. So obviously Sam Hawkins is going to be there. He got his first taste of NBL 1 action, Matt. That's going to be really good for him. Probably a big loss for them is going to be Jacob Sinkarak as that overall leader, that point guard on the floor that gets them through a set. But it probably opens up for Sam to take on that leadership role. Be interesting to see how Isaac Hutchinson goes, along with probably Brock Thompson moving across from Wodonga to Albury. He's a bigger body. He's got really good footwork and he can shoot the ball too. I know that was sort of my matchup, and he's a tough matchup. He's quick, but he can shoot the ball from the outside. So, probably one other one is Sam Webb, who nearly averaged 20 and 10. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. He obviously did really well towards the back end of the season last year, and I know he's a tough matchup, just gets to the right spots. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
You talk about players crossing the border and switching teams. We'll move over to Wodonga, who finished eighth last year, 2-12 record, and there's been some changes to the Wodonga team, including a new coach. How are they going to shape up?
Yeah, obviously Hayden Kirkwood's over there now. Obviously, he was with the Bandits, NBL1. So chatting to him, he's pretty excited. Obviously, you keep Byron Hosey in there. You add Tom Crow in. But probably what's really good for Wodonga is you're bringing some juniors through from their under-18s team that just competed at the Nationals and all the state stuff as well. So Lockie Harvey will probably be one to watch out for. He's a little competitor. I know he'll take on any opportunity he can to get better, but also to play against the older guys too. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. The add of Crowey into that group is going to be interesting. It's like a swap of Brock Thompson for a Tom Crow at the moment. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Wodonga under-18s coming through the junior ranks. They were our 2023 Junior Country Championships Division 1 winners. So they've got some talent there in the juniors, and pairing them up with a couple of the senior boys, hopefully they are a lot closer to becoming contenders this year in the CBL competition. We move a little bit further down to Myrtleford, who finished third on the ladder last year and got pipped by Benalla in the semi-finals. We great tussle that semi-final was. How are they shaping up? Again, they haven't provided us with their team list, but they have announced a few things on Facebook, so I'm sure you would have kept across all that.
Yeah, well, obviously Tyler Barker coming back, so Defensive Player of the Year for the CBL in the 22-23 season that we just had. Probably a big addition for them is going to be his brother, Jalen, coming back in after stints at college, stints at NBL 1. He'll be big, and probably a name to look out for will be Jesse King moving across from Mansfield. So he had some big games for the Northeast Bush Rangers. I think a couple of 40-point games this season in youth league. Very athletic, and he's going to be a tough matchup. But it'll be interesting to see how they gel together. Looking at their list, it's going to be interesting to see who their bigs are. No Toby Kossa, I believe he's gone to football, so that's going to be a big out for them. But expect Tyler, Jalen, and probably Riley Booker as well to continue on from what they've done last year. And I can see them as a finals team yet again, taking it to the top teams.
For sure. We'll shuffle down to Wangaratta again. Haven't provided team lists to us just yet. Keeping their cards close to their heart, maybe, or they're in the process of still recruiting players. Have you heard much from Wangaratta?
New coach in there that I've heard about. It'll be interesting to see if Liam and Lloyd Wright do turn up again. If they can get some younger players like Brody Paul in there, but it'll be good to see a Cooper Newton run around for them out of the 18s, obviously within state team contentions as well. So that'll be really good opportunity for him. Charlie Maher as well will be one, and probably Sam Maher too, who's come off of a pretty good season down at Ballerine and come off of a season last year. Obviously a tough season for them with guys in and out and people walking away and everything like that. I think with a new coach and bit of change up to the group is really going to probably reinvent basketball in Wangaratta again for them and give them a fresh look. And hopefully they can give a push to finals, but if not, they're going to go close and they'll have to keep working on that core group, keep it building through.
That's it. And, you know, I know last year they had times where they rocked out with five players on the court. So they did everything they could to get on the court last year, and hopefully they can continue and improve from building that core, like you said. So we'll move down the road to Mansfield.
And five players, Matt, and Adam Maher was one of them when they did roll out against us. So obviously that's not the ideal that they want this year, but hopefully they can build on it and have them in.
I'm sure they will. How are Mansfield going to go this year?
Yeah, pretty similar group coming in. Obviously, Jesse King leaving is going to be a big loss. And I've heard Cam Anderson's actually moved over to Perth. So they lose some size in those two, but it gives an opportunity for those that are in their 18s, those that were on their bench, not getting much court time to come in. Change of coach is in there as well. So well done to Jason Campbell, who started CBL with them again and got them going. And it'll be interesting to see how they roll out, who they roll out, and what it actually looks like.
For sure. And the next team I've got on my list is Shepparton. So haven't played in the CBL competition for a couple of seasons now and in the men's side of the competition and are back on the court. Got a pretty strong list by the looks of things.
Yeah, well, Dylan Wayman's going to be coaching him. I know that much, with the assistance of Josh Waite where he can. So obviously you add guys like Nick Dodd in there as an experience. And probably Tom Frame, who's just come off of that with that Shepparton Div 1 Championship men's team. So you add them in there, you bring a grand finalist in Jordan Birch across. So there's one of those moves from Benalla across to Shepparton. And Josh Evans as well. He's another bigger body, can shoot the ball. It's good to see youngsters in there like Nick Watson having a crack at it too. So they're going to be competitive. Shepparton's always competitive, and we know that across the league, and it's something we've spoken about, is they'll be hunting to stop obviously our run at Seymour, but get themselves a championship well, and re-stamp themselves on the competition, I think.
And the last team for us to look at is your rivals, the Wollongong Panthers. How are they shaping up?
Yeah, you've got a core group or core leaders in there of Luke Lee's gang and Ryan Philippe in there. But you've also got probably someone that's going to be one to watch out for a little bit. It'll be Dylan Lombardo, or DJ as he's known. Came close in the youth league to votes for MVP. He's a tough matchup. He's very quick first step. Probably look for him and his brother Lockie to work together in that guard combination, and then utilize some size in Luke along with Dion Stacey, and then I think Jaden O'Brien might be just pushing to make a little bit of a stamp on what he did towards the back end of the season last year, and stamp himself even further to say, "Yep, I'm here to play, and this is me, and let's go," sort of thing.
That's our Wollongong Panthers men for season 2023. So we'll just go over the fixtures. So Saturday night, Mansfield are hosting Albury, and I know Mansfield have got a bit of a community day on Saturday, so I reckon that's going to draw a bit of a crowd for that one. Wangaratta hosting Benalla on Saturday night, which will be great to see a little bit of a crosstown rival. Neighbouring associations go at it. Sunday, Wangaratta are hosting again, playing host to Shepparton, and Wodonga v Myrtleford, which will be another neighbouring associations battling it out. So should be some cracking games. We've got, again, Wollongong and Seymour having the first week off, resting players up to get them ready for round two and hit the season running. What do you think there, Tommy?
Yeah, resting players. That sounds right to me. It's probably just going to build a bit of that rivalry even more. But I really look forward to the Wodonga-Myrtleford game. That one catches my eye to see what the crowd rolls out in that one, but also the high intensity that is going to be there. And you also talk about Mansfield. It's awesome. Celebrating 50 years of Mansfield Basketball Association. So big day up there. So if you're not doing anything and you're looking for something to do, do roll on up there and check out what they are doing as a community for their, as a basketball program and an association for their community. Will be great for them.
That's our season preview for the CBL Northeast Conference. And that wraps up episode 2 of the podcast. So we'll be dropping a preview along with a review each round. So make sure you stay tuned weekly to ensure you don't miss any of the CBL action or the news that comes to us. Thanks, Tom, for joining me today, and I look forward to having you along for the ride for the season ahead.
Nah, thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure, and really looking forward to breaking down the X's and O's even further for this season.
We look forward to everyone joining us next week as we review round 1 of the CBL Northeast Conference.